Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world that features art song, and on this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll enjoy the art songs inspired by the words of the birthday boy William Shakespeare, baptized on the 26th of April, 1564. But since he was probably born on about the 23rd of April, and because the 23rd is St. George's Day, and because St. George is the patron saint of England, the 23rd is also celebrated as Shakespeare's birthday. He lived until about the same date of his birth, 1616. Let's get to art song and begin with three versions of It Was a Lover and His Lass from As You Like It. The first composer is Thomas Morley, whose years 1557 to 1602 show him as Shakespeare's contemporary. The second composer is the British composer Geoffrey Bush, born in 1920, and the final version we'll hear is by Roger Quilter, also British, but born in 1877.
Hey, ding-a-ding-a-ding, sweet love is free in springtime. was an avar, and his lass with a hen and a ho and a hen on in o, that o'er the green cornfield did pass in the springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding, ding, ding-a-ding, ding, ding-a-ding, ding, sweet lovers of the spring. Between the acres of the rye, with a hay and a hoe and a hay, no, 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 these pretty country folks would lie in the springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding-ding, 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 sweet lovers love the spring. This carol they began that hour with a hey and a ho and a hey, nonny no, how that life was but a flower in springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding-ding, 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 sweet lovers, sweet lovers love the spring. And therefore take the present time with a hey and a ho and a hey, nonny no, for love is crowded with the prime in the springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding-ding, 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 sweet lovers love the spring.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins and a Shakespeare Birthday Celebration. We just heard three art songs to It Was a Lover and His Lass. First, Thomas Morley's was sung by Libby Crabtree and Rachel Elliott with the Musicians of the Globe, led by Philip Pickett. The second composer, Jeffrey Bush, provided a really lively version. It was sung by Sarah Walker with Graham Johnson piano. Finally, we heard Roger Quilter's more sedate setting performed by tenor Anthony Rolfe Johnson with Graham Johnson once again the pianist. Next, we'll hear four versions of Orpheus with his lute from King Henry VIII.
Sweet. Cool.
four settings of Shakespeare's Orpheus with his lute. Just now, mezzo-soprano Michelle Breit, B-R-E-E-D-T, with Nina Schumann, performed a version by Eric Coates. Before that, we heard the orchestrated sound of Ivor Gurney's Orpheus, with Christopher Maltman and the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Martin Brabens. The second composer was none other than Arthur Sullivan, of Gilbert and Sullivan fame, sung by Sarah Walker with Roger Vignoles. And we started with the warm voice of Anthony Rolfe Johnson with Graham Johnson in Vaughan Williams' setting of Orpheus with his lute. You are listening to Singing in Other Sins, Shakespeare Tribute Day. It's fun to hear the many settings that various composers have provided for Shakespeare's famous words. But let's hear an instrumental piece inspired by Shakespeare. This is O Mistress Mine for Virginal, composed by William Byrd. Thank you. That was William Byrd's instrumental setting of Shakespeare's O Mistress Mine from Twelfth Night. Let's hear how Thomas Morley, the contemporary of Shakespeare, set it for voice. After that, Hubert Parry, then John Addison, and finally, Gerald Finzi.
O mistress mine, where are you roaming? O mistress mine, where are you roaming? O stay and hear your true love's coming. O stay and hear your true love's coming, that can sing both high and low. Trip no further, pretty sweeting, journey's end in lovers' meeting, every wise man's son doth know. Trip no further, pretty sweeting, journey's end in lovers' meeting, every wise man's son doth know. What is love? 'Tis not hereafter. What is love? 'Tis not hereafter. Present mirth hath present laughter. Present mirth hath present laughter. What's to come is still unsure. In delay there lies no plenty, then come kiss me, sweet and twenty, youth's a stuff will not endure. In delay there lies no plenty, then come kiss me, sweet and twenty, youth's a stuff will not endure.
Oh, mistress mine, where are you roaming? Oh, stay and hear your true love's coming, that can sing both high and low. Trip no further, pretty sweeting, journey's end in lovers' meeting.
What is
his loud is not hereafter present mirth at present laughter. What's to come is still unsure. In delay lies no plenty. Come and kiss me, sweet and twenty. Youth's a stop at wont and you. In delay there lies no plenty. Come and kiss me, sweet and twenty. Youth's a stop at wont and you. Youth's a stop at wont and you.
Four settings of Shakespeare's O Mistress Mine from Twelfth Night. First, Roderick Williams baritone with Jacob Herringman lute in Morley's Song. Then Sarah Walker with Graham Johnson performed Hubert Parry's version. The third setting was by John Addison, performed by Anthony Rolfe Johnson with Graham Johnson. And finally, Christopher Maltman and the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Martin Brabens, in an elegant setting by Gerald Finzi. When we think of all the instrumental music inspired by Shakespeare, we remember Romeo and Juliet by Tchaikovsky, Berlioz, and Prokofiev, Verdi operas Macbeth, Othello, and Falstaff, and so it goes. Less known is the considerable music that Sibelius wrote for The Tempest. Let's hear Caliban's song.
Thank you.
That lively music was Caliban's song from The Tempest by Sibelius. The Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Naimi Järvi. Thanks to Dennis Moore for finding that treasure. You're listening to a Shakespeare birthday tribute on Singing in Other Sins. Returning to Art Song now, we'll hear three versions of Hark, Hark, the Lark. In Shakespeare's Cymbeline, Cloten uses lewd language to talk about Cymbeline. In an attempt to use musicians to court her, he calls on them to play a wonderful, sweet air. The Hark, Hark line is chosen to represent sweetness and refinement as a counterpoint to the previous crudities.
Hark, 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 at heaven's gate sings, and Phoebus grins arise. He steeds the water at the springs, on trellised flowers that lies. And winking merry buds begin to warp the golden eyes. With everything that pretty be, my lady sweet, my lady sweet.
Oh,
First, we heard Roger Quilter's version of Hark, Hark, the Lark with Michelle Breit and Nina Schumann. Then Schubert's setting in a classic recording from 1936 with Elisabeth Schumann accompanied by Gerald Moore. Finally, we heard Robert Johnson's Hark, Hark, the Lark with Joanne Lunn and lutenist Jacob Herringman. Let's hear some more of Dennis's discoveries in the world of instrumental Shakespeare. This is William Walton's Agincourt song from his Henry V suite. Sir William himself conducts. William Walton's Agincourt song from his Henry V suite with the composer conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. Again, we return to the focus of Singing in Other Sins, art song, and on this program, songs inspired by Shakespeare. One of the most frequently set songs is Who is Sylvia from the Two Gentlemen of Verona.
Such grace and wonder. Dweller dwelling
Top of that set, we heard Michel Breit with Nina Schumann in Eric Colt's version of Who is Sylvia? Then came Mervyn Horder's setting, sung by Anthony Rolfe Johnson with Graham Johnson. The third was Finzi's arrangement for orchestra and the voice of Christopher Maltman with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Martin Brabbins. Finally, the most famous, Schubert's On Sylvia, sung by Hermann Pry with Leonard Hawkinson. We've been sampling the many songs inspired by Shakespeare's words on this edition of Singing and Other Sins. Next week, tune in for Brahms Lieder. And if you want to hear a program from the past, you can find a link to the Singing and Other Sins archive at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.
Sprang für mich.